Andy grew up in Berlin, and you were surrounded by socialists. So can you talk about your experience of, you know, what you're basically surrounded by socialists
and right.
communists, socialists.
So I grew up in Berlin, in West Berlin. Berlin was divided. I was born in 69, and between 69 and 89, Berlin was a divided city surrounded by a Germany considered to be East Germany, which was under the communist rule. We had, growing up, during my childhood, I had the McDonald's, the Burger King, the Coca-Colas. All of that was standard. We grew up with that because we were the westernized city within, the Eastern Germany part, and Western Germany was surrounding the Eastern part, right? So growing up like that, I did not pay attention to, because I didn't know any better. But as you grow up and become older and you're going through your school system and your sessions, you become aware of what your history was, why we were living like that, what was the reason there's an East and there's a West Berlin, and what's surrounding there. So you became more aware of it and became a better understanding what was the disturbing part of it while you were wanting to travel through Germany, to West Germany at that time in particular. You had to go through East Germany. And East Germany was taking time on, once you passed the border from West Berlin to Eastern Germany, you had to have your passport. The passport was put on a rolling band, which was going up to the next section, which was the guards, or the people who checked your passports to go into the Western German part. And they were searching your cars inside, outside, underneath the car, if you would be transporting any kind of food, information, whatever you can bring to maybe dispose or disperse out on in the Eastern Germany side of it while you're traveling through it. So you had to also say, where are you traveling to? If you're going from West Berlin to a city up to visit my grandmother, who was in Western Germany at that time, we're talking about in the early 1980s, you had to tell them where you're going, their time, that they knew exactly how many hours it will take from your destination to get to that point. And if you would be late by 30 minutes, they would search the entire car, ask you a question, take you out of the car, put you in a separate room, and literally give you a four-hour interview, or interviewing you for 4 hours. So that happened only twice.
Twice.
Yes, twice. I was a little boy sitting in the back of the car, didn't know any better. You know, we didn't have any technology, looking at iPads and stuff like that. It wasn't even out there, you know? So, but it took a while to travel for a 2.5 hour, 3 hour trip. It took sometimes 10 hours. So just to get there. So it was pretty sad experience. And if you would exceed, as I mentioned, the estimated travel time, you'd be in questioning. So it was a bad experience. But over time, things changed. You know, when the wall came down, I was back in Australia. I was DJing. All of that was forgotten. But when actually the wall came down and, finally East and West were able to be combined, I was up in Australia DJing, saw it on TV, didn't realize really what was happening. I mean, I realized it, but didn't acknowledge it till I actually came back to Germany in 1990. And it was a big chaos, and it was a lot of different, things happened at the same time. A lot of people got very rich buying land and properties in Eastern Berlin, or on the eastern side of Germany. And but it was a big boom, you know. And now being 20, 30 years later, you still see differences. You still see where the previous Eastern part was, the Western part. It's been all obviously combined now with new buildings, businesses, residential housing. But you can still see the old buildings, how they used to live prior to combining to isolated countries, basically, or sections of the city. And it will never go away. But overall, I haven't been back in Germany on a consistent basis in over 26 years, but I travel a lot over there. And
you go back every couple of years, though, right?
No, I go usually twice a year just to see my family back in Berlin. But during COVID right now, I haven't been there since 2019. You know, I had a flight booked in March. We were supposed to fly with my kids and wife. I think it was on the 8th or the 10th of March, 2 days before President Trump actually initiated the travel ban. And my travel agent says, you may want to cancel that because if you do not, you travel there, you can't come back. Yeah, for an unknown time at that time. So we did. We canceled it. Obviously, Trump next day or 2 days later initiated the travel ban. And since then, things got obviously much worse. I lost half of my money I spent for tickets. Nobody wants to refund you anything. Nobody wants to take responsibility. But it's just part of, you know, going through that.
Let me ask you something. So, you know, over here in America, of course, we have the First Amendment. But what's freedom of speech? I mean, I know Germany doesn't have a written constitution amendment that says freedom of speech. But from what I've heard is that hate speech is a thing and a jailable or, you know, it's an offense, whether a fine or like there's things you can say and can't say.
It comes down to you're probably going in this direction of the right wing or the of the time Hitler used to have his expression of the cross, the Reich cross, whatever you just want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Is you cannot publicly write down the Hakenkreuz, we call it, which is the cross, the
SS cross,
yes, the swastika.
Okay, all right.
You cannot have this anywhere displayed. You cannot express. You cannot really dispose or show it anywhere officially.
Right. Well, I'm talking more about modern common language, whether it's, you know, like here,
speak in your mind.
You can speak against the government. You can. I mean, you know, as ugly as it might be, you can say the N word. It's not against the law. I'm not a fan of that, but it's it's a jailable or a finable offense.
Not to my knowledge. I mean, you got to keep in mind, I haven't been living in my own country since 1996. We're in 2021 right now. So I get my information from two sources, the regular tabloid information on my iPad and directly from my parents. So I talk to my parents literally on a daily or every other day basis. So besides what's going on within your own circle of family, whatever is left of my family,
mm-hmm.
being on my side of being German, is I get it from my friends. And I get it from the regular tabloids, right? Or regular newspaper.
Right, yeah.
So it has changed a lot since I have left of becoming a Democratic/Republican ruled country to a green-red coalition of government running now. So everything is guarded towards Greenpeace, no driving cars, social housing. There's going to be limits on how much money you can charge for 1, 2, 3 bedroom. Everything is being regulated.
Oh, wow.
So everything is going into this green movement right now. And everybody, it's almost feels like it's a communism run country. It is not yet, but it's going in this direction in my personal opinion. Yes, in my personal opinion. Not everybody might agree with it.
Socialism is really just communism light. You know,
and unfortunately, this is what I feel has been going on in different areas of the world at this time. And I don't want to go too political because I don't live in Germany anymore. I see things have changed already since this new president has taken office here. And I don't know enough about what is about to change other than certain bullet points. I'm a green card holder. I'm not a citizen of this country, so I cannot vote. I cannot express necessarily my path for this country by voting for it, but I do can express my opinion about it. All I can say is being here for 26 years, this country has been great no matter who runs it, if it's a Democrat or if it's a Republican Party. It is the land of opportunity. That is always how this country's been advertised to the entire world. Me being an immigrant coming into this country, starting from nothing, being able to accomplish a lot, losing it all, and regaining it simply by two things.
That's an amazing story right there.
Ambition and motivation, it's possible. No matter what side, if it's black, if it's blue, or if it's red, it doesn't matter. You're able to accomplish if you really want it.
Yeah. No, I'd like to hear more about that story. Sure. Yeah. Mm-hmm.